You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101.
Well, we've all heard the saying, if you build it, they will come. Well, that may be the case for a baseball field, in the middle of a cornfield, in the middle of nowhere, but it's not the case when it comes to websites or the internet. You can build the most beautiful, amazing, stupendous website. Crickets. Nobody even knows it's there, right? What was all that for? Well, it's happened to a lot of businesses. More so small business than big business across America, of course, but it happens more often than not. Why is that? Why aren't businesses more savvy with their data? Well, that's why we're here, to figure that stuff out. We call on one of the experts, the guru of data, or data, however you want to pronounce it, he's the man. Kevin Layton is the CEO of Data Dynamics. I caught up with him this past week. We taped this interview for you this weekend to talk about what you need to know and how you can avoid the biggest mistakes when it comes to building your online presence.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for joining us here on Business Briefing. First off, tell us what Data Dynamics does.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you having this on the show. Data Dynamics is a digital marketing company. We're experts in doing delivery of campaigns across display, banner, email, you name it, social, video. And we actually work with the large media companies across the country and do deployments on their behalf. And so we're in a lot of the key markets, but we're the white label provider behind the scenes. So our goal is to actually be experts in delivery, as well as experts in setting up campaigns. And so we help train the sales forces of the large advertisers, newspaper, radio, and television advertising sales agents, and train the digital scenario to customers and then to better deliver for them.
So what kind of market trends are you seeing out there for business intelligence tools, and what's out there in the market right now that we might be able to take advantage of?
So there's a lot of things. I mean, if you do any of the campaigns with us, we do a lot of the back-end intel on how many folks we have in a certain geographic and demographic fit, and we do that for the media groups that we work with. But so we've got our own in-house tools that we use. We've actually got a very large database of subscribers that is appended with up to 700 different selects, and we use that for our targeting.
So the days of, you know, shoot first and ask questions later are long gone, obviously, with the technology we have today and the data that's available out there. So what are the keys in your mind to, you know, creating a predictable outcome, as I like to say? So you want sales growth, you want measurability and accountability. What are the keys to achieving that?
Well, so many times we see campaigns that come in that don't have good, solid digital foundations in place with the business that's trying to advertise. And so being ready is the first really important thing. You've got to have a decent brand message, and it's got to be consistent across all of your advertising mediums and all the channels that you pick. You need to stay current in people's minds, so you need to make sure that, you know, if you do have social media and you're using that as a tool, it's really important to be up to date and appear that you care about your digital presence. So getting the foundations in place is really, really important. And from there, being consistent. So oftentimes we see campaigns that come in one and done. We've never seen a branding or even any kind of a sales pitch be a one and done and get it done. So continually repeating campaigns across multiple channels, doing some A/B testing, being clear on who your client is, making sure you've got the intel, is really important, and we see flaws in that all the time. We also see businesses that have got customers that they're really not listening to, and so they'll try to sell, and they'll try to, you know, sell things that really aren't solving a problem for their clients, like a 10% off a weight loss program. You can't sell me on 10% off a weight loss program if I'm somebody who's overweight. You got to sell me on the concept that I can get in shape and I can be on the beach in the summer and, you know, be that that stud on the beach. And so listening to your clients is really important, and making sure that you get the right message in front of them is what we see a lot of times. We fail in campaigns. The other thing is, you know, the internet is always changing, right? And so even this past week, we've seen that Instagram is now giving people an advertising option. And so it's really difficult for a small business owner to stay in front of all of that. And so if you're trying to stay in front of all of that, you're likely going to fail unless you've got somebody who can consult with you, can give you advice, and give you the lay of the landscape as it is eternally changing. And so I guess being ready, having the foundations in place, being consistent in your messaging and your branding, and being consistent in delivery, and then making sure that you're listening to your clients and you're targeting them correctly, and then understanding that your things are changing and you're going to need somebody to actually help you through that is really, really important. And that, I think, is the key to successful campaigns. Companies that do have the foundation, who are consistent, who are listening to their clients, and who keep ahead of the change, tend to be much more productive in terms of getting a good return on investment for their digital dollars spent. Auto dealers are a great example. And part of that is because they've got, you know, the advertising budget to do it. But because they are consistent and they do have all the foundations in place, they're very successful in selling cars off their lot by using the digital method.
Kevin Layton, CEO of Data Dynamics, joining us here. And let's talk about the new normal. And this may be new to many of our small, medium-sized business listeners out there. Growing your company through online channels with so much competition out there, where do you even start with this?
So really to hit a home run, it's really important to not put the cart before the horse, right? So making sure that you've got solid landing pages, you've got good intelligence and analytics in place, and you're ready to run campaigns, making sure that you've got a social presence, that you've got, you know, a good brand offer and a good brand awareness. And today, more and more people are not looking to be sold. They're actually looking for something of value that you can provide them, and they're looking for you to build a relationship. So having the tools in place that allow you to help solve their problems, That's really what's the most important thing in the new normal. It takes practice. You've got to play, and you got to repeat. And when things don't work the way you want, you've got to adjust and test. And it does take some dedication. It takes commitment. And normally it takes a really good partner on your side to make sure that you're doing it correctly.
That's Kevin Layton, the CEO of Data Dynamics. And stay with us here, up against the bottom of the hour. But when we come back, part two of our interview with Kevin, when Business Briefing continues across the Great Northwest.